We are
podcasting on JerusalemCats.com.
So, what's our Mishnah say? So, let's go back and see our Mishnah.
Where are we holding you?
We're at the top of Daf Vav Amud Bet. We are learning new Mishnah. Hashem's help. Hayushnaim ro'in otor michalon zeh. That's the scenario. What's the case? Two saw from this window. Yishnaim ro'im otor. Two saw it michalon zeh from another window. Behad and one matra bo bensa. And one of them was giving warning. One other was giving warning in the middle. Right, let's just throw this back up on the board so we're all clear where we're holding. This is the murder. Shoot him in the head. Fortunately, he's top. Two saw from one window. Two saw from another window. Right? Four witnesses altogether. Two witnesses saw from one window, two witnesses saw from another. The guy giving the warning. But in the middle, stop. Right? He was in the middle. That's our scenario. You're okay. They saw that. They can see him too. What's our scenario? Scenario says like this. Bizman Shemik Satan Roin Elu et Elu, at a time when a few of them saw the others, Hare Elu Eidut Echat. Vimlav Hare Eidut Shte Eidiyot. At a time when some of them saw the others, we have one group. And at a time when they didn't, we had two groups. So that's the question of the Mishnah. What do we do with this? This scenario comes to court. Is this considered to be two separate groups of Aiden? Four guys turn up at court. In front of the judge, we're here to testify that Reuben shot Shimon. Four guys turn up. What do we do with them?
They don't know each other.
So it depends. So they turn up at court. The court needs to know, is this one group or two groups? Why is it relevant? Why is it relevant if it's one group or two groups? Why do we care? Why do we just... No, but why does it make a difference?
They move.
Why? Who do I care? They all saw the murder.
One set or...
Or two sets. One group or two groups. So what? What's in Gemara language, what's a nafkamina? What's the practical consequence, the practical implication? Why does it matter if we make one or two groups?
The difference is if there's yimum.
If there's yimum, then?
If it's one group, and those two, somebody says, you were in Alaska, not in Timbuktu,
yeah.
It cancels the entire group. If they're together, if they're considered together, which is a friend, I would think, but you're still too late.
Okay, so that's almost the little twist. What are we saying? The difference is this. There's two cases that we know of that makes a difference. There may be more cases, but we know of two cases. Our Gemara brings one of them, but we actually know a second one too. The two cases that we know brings a difference are, firstly, Hazama, and secondly, Karav or Pasul. Right? We love both of those cases. Our Gemara just brings a case of this and says it makes a difference for this. But the truth is, it also makes a difference for this. We know that last time. What's the difference? The difference is like this. If you are all one group together, then there's a rule. If one of them is Karov or Pasul, the whole thing falls. What's the rule for Hazamat?
Zero.
Huh? Not the same thing.
They all have to be.
Not the same thing. Different.
Lefi Rabbi Akiva.
No one argues with him. But Lefi Rabbi Akiva. What's the rule with Hazamat?
He says that two of them are Zaman and the third party pulled in them.
Say again. The two of them are.
Zimun, I said?
Yeah, two of them are Zaman.
Zaman. Then even if the third guy he was not Zaman, he gets pulled into their group, right?
He gets killed now.
Or they just throw out the
That's why I'm asking the question. Because it's not so obvious. This one is obvious. By one goes, they all go. But it's not. We need to refresh ourselves. What the case is with Hazamat? Because this is the case our Sukkot deals with. What happens? What's the nafka mina here? What's the problem if there are one group or two groups in the case of Hazamat? That's what our sugya is all about. So we haven't got this straight with Mr. Entire Sugya.
Wait, it says Dini Ki Yosi Ke'elu.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. So let's see Yofi. That's good. That's why we need to check. Right? Yes. We need to ask ourselves these questions as we're going along to make sure we're not missing something.
If you have two groups, two separate groups, if one group is Eda Zonanin,
yes,
they're disqualified.
Very good.
And something else happens. The other group is not disqualified.
Yes, sir.
And so their testimony is accepted.
Yes.
And the murderer gets...
Wonderful. Very good. Yofi.
So and Yaakov, the other group...
Rabbi Yaakov explained it very nicely. So let me just explain what Rabbi Yaakov said. So that we're all clear. In the law of Zomamim, we just learned. Let's just look at it and see it on the page. We learned on the previous Mishnah, almost. We learned on the previous, you'll see one on Daf Hey, Amud Bed at the bottom. Right? Two is like three, even for Zomamim. Let's see the words.
It's not the rule of Zomamim.
Hold on a minute.
That's not a rule of Zomamim. Sorry.
Why is it? What is the rule of Zomamim?
What's not rule of Zomamim? It doesn't mean that this one set of witnesses has been accused that they were fast in another place. It makes it as if that's not someone. No, but another set of witnesses. Another set of witnesses.
You're right. That's not what we're saying. So if you look here, look in the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Hey Amud Bet. Okay? Right? First of all, let's read the whole Mishnah. Al Pishnaim Edim or Shlosha Edim Yumatamet. Right? That's the passage. On account of two or three witnesses, we kill the guy. Im Ekayet Edul Bishnaim Lama Patakotu Shlosha. If you're going to tell me two, why do you need to tell me three? Right, that's how we started on the Mishnah. Then we got given the answer. Elala Kish, Shlosha Lishnayim. Right, well, it's a made the Hekesh. Two is like three. Ma Shlosha, Mazminim, Et Shnayim, Af Shnayim, Mazminim, Et Shlosha. Just like two can Mazmin in three, so three can Mazmin in two. That's not the bit I wanted. Yes, sorry, Rabbi Shimon. Keep reading. Rabbi Shimon on there. Mashnaim ein nehargim ad sheyu shneihem zomamim. Just like with two zomamim witnesses. They're not made zomamim unless both of them are made zomamim. Nachon? If you have two witnesses, we learned previously in our previous sukkah, that they're not made zomamim unless both of them. If you just make one a zomamim, it doesn't help. It doesn't make a difference. And if I just say one of these guys was with me, I don't know where the other guy was, but one was with me. We don't kill him. We don't make him an Eid Zomem just because there's only one. Right? There has to be two to make them Eid Zomem. There have to be both of them were with us. So that Rabbi Shimon here in our Mishnah says, just like two, that we don't make them Zomem unless we make all two. Af Shlosha Einan Neheragim Ad Sheyu Shloshtan Zomem. So too with three. That's what I learned from two and three. Just like with two, don't make them zomim unless they're both, they're all zomimim. So too with anything more than two, and so too 100. Right? You don't make them zomimim unless they're all zomimim. What does that mean? It means that we cannot make these zomimim unless we make them all zomimim.
That's the degree of shimon.
That's the sugya that we're following.
Oh, so I asked him before. I said, we're going to Rav Akiva, and he said, yes.
Rabbi
says the other guy gets dragged in.
Rabbi Akiva doesn't comment on this. No one argues against it. Rabbi Akiva brings something else. Rabbi Akiva's point is about Karav and Pasul. He doesn't mention Zomim at all.
Oh, it's not about Zomim.
He's talking about people related more than Pasul.
Right, so it's not arguing on. No one's arguing about Shimon.
Is Rabbi Akiva commenting on the Shimon?
No, he's bringing a new view. No. The age of the Karov and the Pasul has nothing to do with Zomim.
No.
It's a different case. He learns two and three.
Who is Rabbi Shimon commenting on?
He's coming from the verse. We have a verse that says, chew it on account of two witnesses or three witnesses. The Mishnah then comes along to give us five different statements that I can tell you about that verse. Two is like three. Why is two like three? Lots of different reasons. Two is like three for Karov. Two is like three for Aiden Zomimim. Two is like three for whoever. There's different views why two is like three.
But in terms of Rabbi Akiva's opinion, that when it comes to Hazama,
he holds
that the third guy gets pulled in.
No? Rabbi Akiva doesn't mention Zomimim at
all. Rabbi Akiva says, Omar, go read Rabbi Akiva.
So you could argue that he's arguing against and saying no, it doesn't come to teach you the rule about Zomimim, it comes to teach you the rule about Pasul instead.
I mean, he doesn't say who's talking about
it. He's giving his view of how to interpret that Pasuk 2 or 3. What does 2 or 3 come to teach you? In my opinion, 2 or 3 comes to teach you about a Karov and a Pasuk. Other opinions, like Rabbi Shimon, say, no, 2 or 3 come to teach you about the Zomimim.
No. It's not necessarily about Zomimim, really. You're saying it's about Pasuk.
Yeah, that's the easiest way of looking at it. But here we're looking about how they're affected by Zomimim. So the rule of Zomimim that we're now looking at is why does it matter one or two groups for Zomimim? So for this rule that Rabbi Shimon said. Rabbi Shimon said that you can't make them Zomimim unless you make them all Zomimim. Right? Meaning that I have to have two witnesses come to court and say, I saw four of you. If you are one cat, if you're one group, I have to Zomim the entire group. But if I can say that you are two different groups, and you're separate, then I can zomem just this group. I can zomem two of you, and you can kill you. But if you're one group, and I come and zomem you two guys, I did nothing. I just zomemed him and him, but it's not enough.
Because the other group said we saw them.
Because I didn't zomem the whole group. The question is, do I have to zomem the whole group?
How do you prove that they saw each other? If they proved that they were zomem, then how do you prove that the two that they saw each other, they didn't see each other, either you were zomim or they saw each other?
Doesn't matter for the rule that the Gemara is trying to teach us.
Rav Metzler says that they say they were there.
Not that they saw each other.
If they say they saw each other, it's irrelevant, because all that's happening now is two new witnesses, let's go into the zomim witnesses, come along. And the Zomim witnesses say, we saw two guys. Now, it doesn't matter whether these guys say, well, we saw you, we didn't see you, I don't care. All I know is the two witnesses came along and said, you were with us. I don't care about what happened in the rest of the story, who you saw, you didn't see. You were with us. Now, the question is, what happens when these two guys say you were with us? Now, it depends. It depends whether these two join together or not. If these two join together, then this witness, this Zomim, We ignore it because it's a whole group. You didn't see the entire group. We ignore your testimony. But if you say this is not an entire group, this is two different groups, and you saw one entire group, then fine, they're Zomimim, and we kill you.
Okay. But doesn't it depend on the on whose whose testimony is stronger? Is the Zomim are stronger, or the testimony
no.
that they saw each other
no.
is stronger?
No, because we learned from the wars of Zomim that when Zomim come in after and say we saw you, they believed.
That's the caution that's coming up with more. Is
so even though you say, no, we saw them with us. They were with us. I don't know what you saw, but they were with we. I saw them there at the same time. Doesn't matter. Zomim. The second group come along and say you were with us. We believe them. Now it's likely that you could say that even though we only saw you two guys, probably that these two were lying as well. Could be if they saw each other. Yeah. So it might be that's a whole plot, but that's a sub question that's not really relevant. The question is, what do we actually do in practice? Two guys come, do we believe them they're Zomim, or do we say no, you need to do the whole group? So it depends whether they're joined together as a group or not. So that's what this mission is dealing with.
As soon as the Zomim come, it knocks off the fact that they're a group, right?
No.
If the Zomim win in their testimony, and they...
No, because all the Zomim are saying is, Zomim come to God and say, we saw Moshe and, I know, Dan. We saw Moshe and Dan. That's what they say when they come to court. They're not interested. Yeah, what about A and B? Should have kept it left easier. That's it. What about A and B? No, we didn't see that. We didn't see these two guys, did we? It's irrelevant. The court doesn't care whether you saw them or you didn't, or what the reason you did, you didn't. You saw those two guys, you gave witnessing on two guys. Fine. Should we take these guys off and kill them? Depends. Are they an entire group? If they're an entire group, so you need to see the entire group, otherwise two is not good enough.
That's what I keep asking you. It what's established stronger? The group, it's validity as a group, or the Zomim?
The whole thing is a question of facts. The question of fact. The court decides, when these four people come in, before any Zomim, we haven't even heard of Zomim.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the court case, four guys come to testify. No one even thinks they're going to be Zomim, right? Four guys come to testify. The court wants to know, are you one group or two groups? Hey guys, you one group or two groups? And they say, I don't know, it's up to you. Are we one or two? So you say, well, where did you see? How was it? And if they come and explain, well, we're in this window, and we're in this window. So they say, okay, it could be that you're two groups. Wait a minute. Did you see each other? Oh, you did see each other? You're one group. So now you're one group. Along comes a Zomim. He's got a Zomim, the whole group. If in the beginning we work out you weren't a half a group, then...
You're looking to preserve a life, so you want to make it the easiest way.
No, you're making it.
No, but you want to. But the whole thing with the apostles is you want to make it.
So we're putting in all these extra steps, but we're not checking later. We're not trying to choose Zomim and Cohen, and then we'll try and work backwards and see maybe you saw, maybe you didn't. We're going to work out the facts of the case and then apply it to the whatever happens.
So let me ask you this: what's more favorable to making it a leniency for Dina and apostles? Is the leniency going to be one group or two?
The fact
to be make or
to let there be a possibility of two groups and not one is Makel.
Two is more Makel than one?
It's more Makel on the needle because two, well, for the case of Karov anyway. No, you're wrong. You're wrong about the case of Karov, they all get thrown out.
You want to default to one group because the one group is more Makel because you disqualify one group even than two groups. That's the whole question that's going to come up. That's why the whole thing setting up for the question of the groups. Is that one group, you want to try to get into one group for Dina and Basha.
Right. And what happens? So what's the second stage of this? So what's the two options? If they're all one group and Zomim see two of you, it's nothing, we ignore your testimony. Sorry, unless you saw them all, Zomim doesn't apply. However, if Zomim does apply, and we say there are two different groups, and we take these off to be killed as Zomim, what does it mean? So the Gemara teaches us at the beginning that these two are good. Those two witnesses weren't attacked. Their testimony was good. We saw Reuben kill Shimon. And also, Reuben also gets killed because they have good testimony by themselves. Right? These ones are good. That testimony goes ahead because we can split the two groups up. So we get this bizarre case of saying, it has three people dying. That's what the Gemara is going to say. Him and them both get killed. Him, the accused, and them, two of the witnesses who were lying, also get killed. If we can split. Rabbi Aaron,
Yeah, but if you have one group, yes. two of them would be exemplified, the testimony doesn't count at all.
The testimony is gonna count. If they're only one group.
If they're only one group.
If they're only one group, two Zomim of them come along and say, we saw Moshe and Dan with us in Tel Aviv on that day. I don't know what they're doing, but they're lying, right?
Right.
So we say they're not Zomim because you didn't zomify the whole group. You didn't testify anything bad against these two guys. So these guys, their witnessing stands, so we kill him. Right, these two, the witnesses are good. And these two guys say, well, you're right, we've got an assumption that you were probably lying, but we can't kill you as a Zomimim.
No.
We can't do to you what you tried to do. We can't do that punishment. Because we have a rule that we don't find a Shimon, that unless you zomify the whole group, you can't zomify two.
The two who were not zomified.
Yeah.
So they have to be zomified by the same two who zomified the first group or by another two who said you were with us?
My understanding, it's not, I haven't seen it anywhere explicitly, my understanding, it doesn't have to be the same people.
You give that a certain amount of time, you don't go out and kill the person immediately, do you?
The case ones like it normally runs, like we don't wait around for Zolomim to come in either. We don't wait around, have a case and say, anyone want to come and zomify these witnesses? So if it happens, it happens.
Once you do have, there's always a chance that the other two might also be in this group.
So we give, there is, the Gemara speaks about what happens if two other Z2 and Z2 come along and they zomify the first set of Zomimim and say, wait a minute, these Zomimim witnesses that came along and said they were with you on that date, that's nonsense, you were with us. But they zomified the zomifiers, right? You can't have such a case. So what does it mean? It means, why am I showing you that? Because it means there is time for these witnesses to go along and find somebody else to back up their story and say, no, these guys are lying. Because otherwise, you could just put up two guys and say, yeah, we were with us.
Yeah, the murderer can send people.
So he can also come and find two witnesses and say, wait a minute, these guys are, for sure, I was there. I don't know who these guys are, but let me try and find some witnesses to say that they're lying. So there probably, you know, presumably there is some. Sometime in there. Anyway, talk through that. So, enough balls juggling at once? Yeah. Okay, back to the Mishnah. Vava Mabet. So, what do we see? Two guys saw from one window, two guys saw from another window, and a warder in the middle. You can see why he's relevant later on in the Gemara. At the moment, it doesn't matter that he's over there, but we're going to see in the Gemara that he's relevant. Tov. Bizmanshek Miksatan Wa'im Elu and Elu, at a time when some of them saw some of them. Hare Elu Eidut Achat, they're considered to be one Eidut, one group. If some saw some. We don't need all of them to see all of them, we just need some of them to see some of them. Okay. V'im Lav, and if not, if some of them didn't see, I mean no one saw each other. The Shtei Eduyot. They're two groups, two witnesses, two witnessings, two testifications, whatever you want to call it. Lefichach, therefore, right, and we're going on the last case now, if they didn't see each other. Therefore, if they're two groups, Im Nitzah Achan Behem Zomemet, if one of the groups turns out to be zomified, who Behem Naharagin, the accused, the head, and the zomified, the Haragin are killed. Bahashniyah Torah. And the second group is fine. We don't assume that the second group are liars, just because the first group were made zomim. The second group are fine. They're witnessing, their testimony is expected to be normal, accepted, and we carry on and go on the basis of their testimony. Everything's good. Yofi. Okay, Rabbi Yossi, that's the beginning of the Mishnah. Vav Amud Beis at the top. Okay, 6 lines down. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, he's got a kasha. What's a difference? Rabbi Yossi says differently. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, lo'olam, meaning actually, In Nehergim, we don't kill. Ad Shiyu Shnei Edim Edav Matrin Bo. We don't kill them, meaning the Edim Zomamim. Ad Shiyu Shnei Edav Matrin Bo. Unless those two witnesses gave the warning. No, we don't kill him. In Nehergim, we don't kill the accused. You're right, sorry. We don't kill the accused until the two witnesses gave the warning. What's he saying? He's saying, Rabbi Yossi is arguing about this scenario. The scenario that we presented was there was a warner in the middle who wasn't one of these two Edim. We only had four Edim. This guy didn't even turn up to court. He gave the warning. There needs to be warning. The Torah in Dinei Nefashot, when capital crimes. We don't kill someone for a capital crime unless he got warned first.
Question. Since you're saying that there's only one person giving the warning,
yes.
But yet the two groups seem to give the warning,
yes.
And you have to have the warning of two to kill somebody.
No.
So the fact is that they didn't give the warning. Are they noticed? Do they count as more than one warning by them, mm-hmm. seeing that this one guy gave the warning?
So according to Rabbi Yossi, no, Rabbi Yossi's arguing against this, but according to the opinion of our Mishnah, it doesn't matter that they hear the warning. They saw it. We're told that they saw him.
Give the warning.
They saw, what did they see? Ahad Matre Boba Emsa. We don't know. From my scenario, I can't tell you that they heard it or that they saw it. We know that a warning was given.
How?
How we know that the Gemara doesn't care. The court knows that a warning was given.
No, but don't you
the
need,
question is whether or not it has to be
don't
given.
Don't you need testimony that a warning was given?
Yes. So you need testimony that a warning was given. Because without a warning, you can't kill a person. So we need testimony that a warning was given. We don't, as far as I can see from the scenario, have any testimony that they heard the warning.
But there doesn't have to be two warnings, just one warning.
So the difference in the mafoket. The Torah says there needs to be a warning. According to our first scenario, it can be given by anyone. According to Rabbi Yossi, no. Rabbi Yossi says that warning that the Torah says needed needs to come from the witnesses.
So,
from two witnesses. Al pi shnei edim. So he says, how do I know that? Because it says, through the mouth of two Edim. So he says, Al Pishnei, in the mouth, that includes the warning. That's the warning.
So my question is, when I read that, my only conclusion, why is, without it means anything, is that they saw him give the warning, therefore they're witness to, it's like they're witness to the warning, or that they gave the warning, even though they saw some of those people.
But the first opinion doesn't need, it doesn't have the requirement. The witnesses okay. see the warning. There's
right.
no where.
Because
they don't have this rule.
That's for doesn't require the witnesses see the warning.
Okay. But the Sfar of Rabbi Yossi does, because he learned that from the pastor.
Got it. Okay.
Right? So Gemara doesn't ask the question, but we can ask it ourselves. So what does the first opinion do with that Al Pi Shnei Edim? Why don't they learn out like Rabbi Yossi?
First opinion here?
Yeah. Why don't they also learn Al Pi Shnei Edim, that the warning needs to come from the two Edim? They learn Al Pi Shnei Edim is the testimony. Al Pi Shnei Edim from the mouth of the two witnesses means the testimony, it doesn't mean the warning. It means the testimony. But Rabbi Yossi says no, it means also the warning as well. Has to come. So, difference of opinion. Okay. End of the Mishnah. Dvar Acher, alternatively, Al Pi Shnei Edim. What does it mean Al Pi Shnei Edim? Through the mouth of two witnesses. What does it mean? It comes to teach you Shelote Hei Sanhedrin Shomat Mipi HaTorgaman, that the Sanhedrin shouldn't listen from the mouth of the Torgaman, the translator. What does that mean? So Rashi on that, the second Rashi, we did the first Rashi yesterday, or the day before. So the second Rashi on the Mishnah, Shelote Hei Sanhedrin Shomat, that the Sanhedrin shouldn't hear Eidut HaEdim, the testimony of the witnesses, Mipiha Torgaman, from the translator. Torgaman is the translator. Why? Surichim HaDayin. The Dayin need Sheyu Makirin Balashon HaEdim. The judges need to know the language of the witnesses. V'lo Sheyamdu Melit V'inoten. and not that they will appoint an advocate between them. Right? The judges need to hear the testimony from the witnesses. If you want to know whether the witness is lying, you want to hear it from their mouth.
I think it's lost in translation.
Not only does it get lost in translation, you can tell by a person when they speak whether they're lying. You can get a good feel, right? So you need to hear it from, like, you tell me you weren't there. Don't get your friend to tell me you weren't there. I want to see in your face. I want to see you tell me. So I have to know. I can't put someone in between them. It's understandable, logical, right? Makes sense. Okay. How are we doing on time? Tov. Gemara. I'll do a bit of the Gemara. The Gemara is not so tough as the Mishnah. If that's a share. We'll do a few minutes and then we'll go down for Elbert. Gemara. Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia. Amar Rav. Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia says in the name of Rav. Minayin le'edut miyuchedet shehi pasula. How do I know that something called edut miyuchedet is pasula? What's edut miyuchedet? Edut miyuchedet? Anyone?
Two ideas. One in each group is one in one, and they don't see one another.
Uh-huh.
And you're dealing with DNA and Nefashot.
Yeah.
The question is, can we combine them to be two witnesses?
Gotcha. Great. Very good. So what's our case? Edut miyuchedet is like this. Hanan, did you get edut miyuchedet? What it means? Okay, so edut miyuchedet is like this. You can have the same scenario that we had at the beginning.
Right, one in each window. One guy in each window.
What? So how can you have one guy in each window?
One guy in each window.
So what? So two options. You either just have one guy in each window.
Or you have one after the other, or two guys looking out of one window.
So we're going to see. So we're learning that one guy in each window, although you've got two people, this guy standing on this roof and this guy, we'll put him on this roof, watching, right? You might have said, I've got two witnesses. At the time when they don't see each other, so they're not cast as one group. So now, we've got two different groups of one witness each. What would we do? Is that considered to be two witnesses that is valid to kill someone?
No.
So now we're learning the rule though. We know, generally speaking, that the rule you need two witnesses. On account of two or three witnesses, you kill a person. That's what the Torah tells us. What's two or three witnesses? Along comes the Gemara and say, two witnesses doesn't mean two individual witnesses who are in different groups. This is a third reason, reason number three, why it matters whether or not they're groups.
But there's a reason the Gemara is asking this question, though. That's even applied. Is it? The Gemara have assumed that you know that you have to kill by two witnesses.
Nahon, you have to kill by two. So I've got two. Wonderful. Who says that they don't combine to make a valid testimony? From the rule here that we're learning out, Edom Mechede doesn't combine to make one testimony. So talk as can till Bezrat Hashem. Our teacher back.